And the Spirit immediately drove him into the wilderness. I might have failed to mention that part to Derek as he was preparing for baptism. We talked about the water. We talked about the Holy Spirit. I might have forgotten to mention this part, where the Holy Spirit drives you into the wilderness, where you're going to be stuck on your own for a long time. There's going to be wild beasts, and there's going to be devils and demons. So, P.S. Watch out. It's a coming. As I was thinking about Bluegrass Sunday, I was remembering the song, and it was going to be the title of the sermon, but it's too long, so what you get for the title of the sermon is what everybody wants. But Alison Krauss sings this song, maybe you know it, "Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven, but Nobody Wants to Die." Right? Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Thinking about that as I looked at this verse, and Derek was memorizing the verse Mark 1:9 in those days, so naturally I was memorizing it too, or thinking about it, helping him. And I just naturally sort of fall into this practice, ancient practice of Lectio Divina. I've heard you've heard me talk about it a lot, but you just kind of let a verse kind of sink into your heart, into your life for a few days. For me, it's been several weeks since Derek's been working on this verse. And it's weird sometimes, the words that really jump out at you. Sometimes it's not the big, important, fancy words like Holy Spirit or baptism or love. For me, this week, it was "in those days." In those days. Three simple words. In those days. And I thought about several things. Well, first I had the association of "in those days." Think about where you've heard those words before. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all should be enrolled, right? In those days, there were angels, or there were shepherds in the fields. In those days, big set the stage kind of words of what's going to happen. And the other thing that occurs to me is we all tend to walk around with this notion that in those days, it was different, right? I mean, we read these biblical stories as though things happened in those days that don't happen anymore. I think that's a false assumption. I think it's a false assumption to think that in those days God spoke in certain ways. Maybe people heard better. Maybe people documented it. Maybe they wrote stories about it differently than we do today. But there's water here today, on this day. There's 1,000 cranes descending like a dove in this day, on this day. And most importantly, when Derek came up out of the water, there was a voice. I hope you heard it. And the voice of God, who is still speaking, says, "This is my beloved child. With you I am well pleased. I love you." I hope Derek hears it, because I hope all of us hear it. And I hope that Derek knows that the voice of God sometimes sounds like Donna Rusk. And the voice of God sometimes sounds like Don Hiscox. And the voice of God very rarely sounds like Paul Whitmer. But all the voices in your life that surround you are the voice of God saying, "This is my beloved child with whom I am well pleased." That's the good stuff. Right? Here's another misconception I think we walk around with a lot. And that is that there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. To quote an old gospel bluegrassy kind of song, right? Do Lord, oh do Lord. There's a better home awaiting in the sky. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. I have a couple of ideas about that too, that maybe, see, we have this assumption that heaven is the good stuff and that you only get the good stuff after you're done with this life. This treacherous, boring, tedious life. This life of drudgery, of hardship, of woe, of one day after another, another day, again, again, Lord, how long, oh Lord? As though when we're done with all of this everyday grind, the good stuff comes. But what if this is the good stuff? What if what Jesus is inviting us into is to come up out of the water today and see the world differently? Derek's got a great knowledge of the Bible. It's somewhat slanted and sort of shaped by a curriculum called Holy Moly, right? I'll ask Derek about a Bible story, and he'll know it, and he'll describe it, but what he's describing is a picture on a video from a Sunday school curriculum called Holy Moly. It's good stuff. So he's getting these stories in his mind. And when he described the baptism of Jesus to me, it was a black and white picture. And when Jesus came up out of the water, everything went to color, as though the world looks different. Is that right? You told me, because I haven't seen it, but I'll take your word for it. And I think that's a great reminder and an image of what baptism is, of what life today is about, coming up out of the water and today seeing the world differently, not some by and by day, but today. Because what if the good stuff is today? And the other thing why I think that song that Alison Krauss sings is so wrong, that everybody wants to go to heaven and nobody wants to die. Now, work with me on this. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt a little. What if dying is actually the good stuff, too? What if dying is actually a gift? What if it's the last gift that this life has to give us? What if dying isn't some horrible experience we have to go through, but what if it's something we learn about every day? I know in my prayer life, I'm constantly letting go of things, right? It's like dying. It's like teaching me and training me for the final let go. What if dying is the gift of letting go of what I don't need anymore? And the final gift, the final breath I take is just to let go of this body that I don't need anymore so that I can return to the water, to the source, to the God who said to me one day, "This is my beloved child with whom I am well pleased." These words are true for all of us, by the way. So, it may be lots of bluegrass songs, lots of gospel-y songs are really fun to sing, but don't take them too seriously for what they say, because I think this is the good stuff. And coming up out of the water today, not in those days, some magic time way back, but today is the gift that God gives us. Thanks be to God.